This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, do get involved. And I don't care, you know, it's very evident and obvious that you are among some of the smartest listeners in radio today, because you're listening to this one. but I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. And look, here's the big deal. If you don't listen, whether it's to my show or somebody else's, obviously I prefer my show, but if you don't listen, you don't pay attention, how do you get the ammunition you need to fight others? How do you get the ammunition you need to be able to speak to others about these issues? Because, you know, we're not all wrong. We don't all steer you, or we won't all steer you in the wrong direction. Not the goal here. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, let's get to reality again. I love this story. And I don't love it because it's poking at a Muslim. I don't love it because it's making fun of a Muslim. I love it because it just shows you the reality behind what the true goal is of some of these people. And I don't care if it's Muslims or another group. It just happens to be that this happens on a regular basis. This kind of thing happens on... The truck drivers that knew they were going to drive trucks with alcohol in them sued after they got the jobs, the three Muslim truck drivers. They knew what their role was going to be. They were taught how to drive these trucks. So again, in Detroit, a Muslim flight attendant has sued ExpressJet, accusing the airline of wrongly suspending her because she refused to serve alcohol to passengers. Now, here's my problem with this. Do you think she showed up for the job on Tuesday morning and they said, sure, Mrs. Muhammad, just go ahead and we'll start you at 10 o'clock? Don't you think she went through some training, you know, not on the jet itself, but other places, right? They have little training facilities. And I'm sure they showed her how to serve the drinks, how to pour the drinks. First class gets glasses, you know, cattle class gets plastic cups. You don't think they showed her all of that? She probably went to and she probably did a couple of test flights. Right? Do you think she started that day and they fired her? Now, the Council on American Islamic Relations, we can always trust them, care, right? In Michigan chapter, announced Tuesday it filed a lawsuit last week on behalf of Cherie Stanley, a Detroit-based flight attendant for the airline headquarters in Atlanta. The federal court case follows this discrimination complaint filed last year with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, made up of all Dems, so there's no way they're going to say no. So Stanley alleges ExpressJet didn't provide a reasonable religious accommodation and seeks payback for other damages. She was placed on unpaid leave last summer. Now, ExpressJet did immediately return a message seeking comment. The airline previously said it values diversity but couldn't comment on this. You can't comment on personnel issues. So if the journalist really was looking for an answer from the paper, then that's just wrong. It makes it sound like they don't want to answer, but that wasn't it. They can't answer on it. Now, they can answer on general questions about, you know, HR issues and whether accommodations have been made for others in the past, that kind of stuff. That they could. But what kind of accommodation do you make? Do you make the... Now, I know... Here, let me hedge you off at the pass, some of you. All right? I know some of you are going to say, well, you can do what you do at the bar where they, you know, they don't let the 18-year-olds serve. They can serve food, but they can't serve alcohol. So they send one of the 21-year-olds over with the alcohol. Really. Because, you know, on a plane, we have a multitude of people to serve, don't we? Very easy for them to move around, isn't it? Right? The plane's got all kinds of room for these people to be active and involved. I think not. Here's the deal. They're just looking for some way to make money that has absolutely nothing to do with this. This is not an issue of someone who's been wrong. She knew what she was getting into when she went in there. There's no way in the world, unless you've never been on a plane, and nobody goes looking for a job as a, I guess they call it flight attendants now. You don't go looking as a job for a job as a flight attendant when you've never been on a plane. You don't know what it is. She knew exactly what was going on. She knew exactly what she was getting into. You couldn't convince me any of anything else. But this is how they do it. So let's cost everybody money. Let's make sure everybody's miserable. Let's make sure that everybody feels like they're making her feel bad. Oh, poor me. Let me see. I just got this. Oh, really? No kidding. Breaking news. Not really. House Speaker Paul Ryan cruised to a victory in Wisconsin in a Republican primary. He was challenged. He was challenged by another Republican. And I don't know how they thought he was gonna lose that. You know, when somebody comes in the last minute kind of and they're not really dynamic enough. Seriously. I don't know how you beat somebody like Ryan. You know, he's one of the old timers. He's going to be there for a while. Not that you can't. Don't get me wrong. Not that you can't. Anyhow, what was the one I was going to go to? Oh, here we go. So the, again today, Quetta bombing, dozens killed in an attack targeting a Pakistan hospital. And I don't know how to sound it. I'm sure somebody will let me know. The Quetta Pakistan, a bomb went off on the grounds of the hospital in the southwest Pakistan city of Quetta on Monday, killing only 69 people, most of them lawyers. No lawyer jokes. Not a good time. The suicide attack took place shortly after. And I wish they would stop calling it suicide, because it's not suicide. It's flat-out homicide. They're in there killing people. If somebody goes to wipe out a whole group of people with a bomb and ends up killing them too, that's not a suicide. I'm Joe Mancini, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one anyone suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Throw you a couple of nitwits.
We are back. Now, how apropos that the lead is. Seriously, because some of these stories, you'd have to, first of all, you'd have to be on cocaine just to even think that they're real. And they are real. Okay? But, I mean, seriously, you have to think of the people that are involved in these things, that they're whacked as well. And you need to be on cocaine to believe. All right, you know, I'm just joking, people, right? You really would have to be on cocaine to carry these out, to, I don't know, do these things, whatever. They make me, some of these stories just drive me out of my mind. Which, it's not a long drive, I realize that. It's kind of a short hop. But it's, you know, anyway. So, but on a serious note, this recent bombing in I think it's Cada. I'm not sure. But again, I'm not the sharpest guy in the room. So here's the deal. Before I get back to this, some of the stories we're going to do tonight's show, so I can really get you all greased up here, so to speak. The a mother of 36 and a son 19, they fell in love. They met a year ago. She gave him up for adoption. And then they met up again when he was 19. And they're in love. They're going to do what it takes to get married, have children. Yeah, the whole nine yards there. The, let's see. Oh, the New York Times has blamed Donald Trump for all the bias in media. Yeah. I'm telling you, there's going to be another Bush thing, you know. He's going to be blamed for everything, including the common cold. The Confederate flag tattoo now, you may be required to remove that from your body. Oh, and this one, the East Carolina, and a college in East Carolina helps students to deal with adulting. Not adulthood, not adultery, but adulting. Let me see. Oh, and then a bunch of Muslim girls who were talking back to a judge and really got it handed to them, so to speak. So we got a whole bunch of the crazy stuff tonight as the night goes on. All right. So in Pakistan, the bomb that went off on the grounds of the hospital, the suicide attack took place shortly after the body of a prominent lawyer killed in a shooting earlier in the day was brought to the government-run facility. Senior police officials Afrida told the AP. And it was unclear if the two events were connected, although a splinter group of Pakistan, the splinter group of Pakistan, of the Pakistan, come on, Messina, with these lips, a splinter group of the Pakistan Taliban, and, in an email, said that they carried out both attacks. A spokesman for the group, Tariqi Taliban Pakistan and the Jamatul R, said the first in the first killed provincial president of Balochistan Bar Association, Bilal Qasi, and then carried out the suicide attack. Now, see, some people can say he's making fun of their names. How about it's really simple? I can barely speak English, and you throw in these names at me. So deal with it, okay? And then carried out a suicide attack on lawyers when they gathered to protest his killing. We proudly claim responsibility for the killing of the lawyers, the leader said, and then a suicide attack on lawyers gathered to protest his killing. We will release video on these incidents, and our attacks will continue in Pakistan. The group believed to be based in Afghanistan's Nangarhar province has previously taken credit for other deadly terror attacks, including one at the Children's Park in Lahore, Pakistan. Now, the problem is it's not just ISIS is also claiming to be involved in this and that they've teamed up to this. Now, if ISIS in Pakistan, I mean, ISIS and the Taliban are working together and they're working together in Pakistan, boy, are they going to be in a world of hurt. You know what I'm saying? I mean, these two groups get together because, you know, we're not going to fight them both, right? Actually, we don't even fight one of them. Either one, really. And I'm looking at the pain in the faces of these people. You know, again, no sympathy for the killers. But you would have to be totally confused. You know, if they're as sold out to their religious beliefs, and some Christians are, because I have Jewish friends, but I don't hang out with Jews. Right? They're saying, to believe that a Christian would do this kind of thing to another Christian is just crazy. So in their case, they're sitting there trying to figure out how does a Muslim kill another Muslim like this? How do they do that? Why would they blow up a group of people like this? Right? You'd have to try to understand this. At least I would be trying to understand it. Okay. Do you remember the Bremerton coach? Remember the guy that was fired for praying after the games? No? Maybe? Well, I'll refresh your memory. So a Washington State High School assistant football coach, he was fired for praying at midfield after the games. Now, they told him he couldn't do that. Now, here's the deal, though. After the game, it's officially over. So what's the problem? Right? So they told him he had to stop. And he now believes his religious liberty rights were violated. The Texas-based First Liberty Institute filed a lawsuit Tuesday in the U.S. District Court in Tacoma. It seeks to have Joe Kennedy restored to his job. He should be. As an assistant coach for the varsity team at Bremerton High School. It asked the court to rule that his post-game prayers are allowed. As long as the kids understand that he's doing this, that is his individual and private capacity. And he does. The kids are allowed to show up. The kids are allowed to be there, but he doesn't force them to be there. He doesn't make them run extra laps if they don't show up. He doesn't make them, you know, whatever. He doesn't punish them. There's no pain for not being there. The only one that got punished in this was the coach, which is nuts. He goes on to say it's perfectly constitutional. Not only that is it a violation of the Constitution to tell him he's not allowed to pray, said the Liberty Institute attorney. Anyways, they have pictures of the kids up here. That's, he started doing it in 2008, I guess. And then this district asked him to stop the practice. So he refused, really. And he wasn't belligerent about it. He just said, you know what? I do it all the time. I give glory to God for the game that nobody got hurt and nobody this and nobody. You know, it's not like you could have at least, you know, bent the rules a little, helped us win. It's not what the prayers are about. The prayers are about making sure the kids understood and know what's going on. That the kids understood what healthy, honest competition is about, that nobody got hurt. The district argued that students could feel coerced into participating in religious activities when they see their coaches lead. I'll finish this up when this has a break. I got something to add to this. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 If you missed buying emergency food from the Patriotic Guys during their mega sale last month, be grateful. Even when they slash their prices by 40%, you still get more food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Ready Supply Foods sells 50 to 230% more food for your money, and we can prove it. With 23 delicious entrees, we also have four times the variety, too. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of a rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom. Yes, sir, I'm Cuban Pete.
We are back. Always a pleasure to be with you. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. No, I really do appreciate the time you spent with us. And tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, your enemies all about the show. And let them know that, hey, I am an equal opportunity bully. Yeah, you can say that. You can, because you know, they're going to call me that anyhow, right? Because if I open my mouth to say anything that they're uncomfortable with, then I'm bullying somebody, right? And always, like I said, always a pleasure to have you on board. I totally, there comes the San Fernando Valley part of me, right? What do they call it, Valley Girl? Man, that's old. Anyway, always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So many crazy things going on. So, I'm talking about the coach that was let go for praying midfield. All right? Now we have schools that actually provide prayer rugs and rooms. Because I guess the Muslim prayer requirement is that you pray five times a day, and I guess two or even three of those times take place while the kids are at school. So they're accommodated. Not a problem. And I'm sure no kid feels compelled to do such. The coach, however, he takes a knee on his own after football game, after the official game is over, on his own time, and thanks God for a safe game and teaching these young men sportsmanship and that kind of stuff. He is suspended for not doing it because the kids may feel compelled to hang out next to him, listen to his prayer, or be part of it. Right? So the statement was released to the local news source up there. The Bremerton School District received notice today that a lawsuit has been filed. Now what this means is they're not going to answer any questions. That a lawsuit has been filed in federal court by former high school assistant football coach. We are reviewing the complaint and we'll be working with the district legal counsel to prepare the district's defense. You're indefensible, buddy. Because this matter is now before the court, it's not appropriate for us to discuss the case in public. We rely upon the federal court to resolve this matter. Right? So, I love this stuff. The district doesn't want to appear to be coercing these kids into doing anything. But they're coerced every day. On school campuses all across the country, they're coerced every day. They're taking certain classes, being part of certain groups. Because it's politically incorrect for you not to belong to this group or that group or the other group. Yes, yeah, I'm not mentioning names because I don't want them trying to call me out. Because I got enough aggravation to deal with. I'm not going to deal with this one, too. But again, it's all the events and the things they tell the kids or ask the kids to be involved with, they are forced to be in some of the activities of the school, or else they're shunned or looked down upon. Right, those things are all okay. I did that story a couple of years back on the school district in New York that actually has in their sex education classes. They have bestiality explained. I don't want my kid in that. I don't buy that line. Well, kids are going to experiment, and this is what the superintendent said at the time. Kids will experiment. We might as well teach them how to be safe. No. I have no friends that I know of. I myself never looked at the dog and said, wow, you're looking pretty sexy today. You know what I'm saying? None of my friends. Yeah, and you can say, well, they just didn't tell you. Okay, so, sure. So out of 100 other friends that I had growing up, maybe two of them were a little whacked in the head? Yes, having sex with animals makes you whacked in the head. You don't like that? Sue me. So anyhow, but think about what they're saying, what the school district is saying about this. Is that because a teacher that the kids all love and respect, by the way, takes a knee and thanks what he believes to be the almighty God for a safe game. Again, I'm just going to keep saying it. For a safe game, for allowing him to give, teach the kids properly. Because of that, they want him to resign. And for those of you who just joined the show, I'm going to go back to, because we're on this side of it anyhow. In the first hour, I was talking about some interviews I heard today with the surrogates for Mrs. Clinton. I don't even know if I want to call her Hillary anymore. That kind of gets stuck in my throat. And Dr. Gina Loudon, a friend of the show, a friend of mine, was on Fox today, and she was doing an interview where the surrogate for Mrs. Clinton said point blank that the only people that Trump has on his side are the white supremacists, the homophobes, and the evolution deniers. What's he saying? Anybody want to help me out with this? Because, I don't want any preconceived notions here. What's he saying? Right? Just mark my words. Tonight is another one of those times. Mark my words. He's going to, or they're going to play him, or try to play him, like they did with that whole war against women thing. So now we have a war on Trump. War against Trump. Right? They make fun of how he treated women, and they don't talk about Bill Clinton's problem. And how Hillary treated women. No. Just Trump. And then the blue-collar workers, right? What did Nancy Pelosi say about the what used to be called the blue-collar workers? Now, because they're leaving the Dem Party, because they're leaning towards Trump, what are they calling them now? Now they're calling them the uneducated voters or the low-education voters. What if we did that? What if we, 10 years ago, what if we called blue-collar workers in the Republican Party, we called them low-education voters, that's why they're with the Dems? Well, that's what Pelosi basically said. That was okay. So now all those fear-mongering things, I'm using their words, I like using their words on them, but all those fear-mongering things that they talk about on a regular basis, they're trying on us now. So apparently the only people, think about this, I want you to think about what they're trying to do. The only people that are for Donald Trump are white supremacists, homophobes, and evolution deniers. Now, the evolution deniers I take bigger exception to because they're taking a shot at religious people. And as I said, I'm going to say it every hour, as I said in the first hour, if you are a Christian and you belong to the Democrat Party, and this doesn't bother you, you need to check yourself. Somebody is making fun. First of all, they want your God out of the platform. I don't know how you even justify that. That's like joining a club that says, look, we don't believe in God, we don't want a God around, and we don't want to talk of God, and you're a Christian, and you join a club anyhow. Now, where's the glory there, huh? Got to be real proud. And specifically called out evolution deniers. I'm surprised he said, you know, at least we've got the Islam, you know, Muslims on our side. I could see him saying it. I could see somebody saying that. And then later on in the day, I heard the same thing. Not exactly the same. I did not hear the evolution deniers one. But I did hear white supremacy and homophobic. That's the only, that Trump appeals to the white supremacists and the homophobic groups. Those are the only ones he has on his side. Wow. Right? Anyway, I'll move on to the next one. But it just, those things there went right through me. Like just like a red hot knife would go through me. So, okay. Let me see. What was the other story I had up here? And this is actually from one of our writers, but I thought it was pretty good. Sophia Robinova. She's written a piece for us called The First They Want Diversity, Then They Shout Racism, which is so true. Right, guys? It's so true. It's like I was telling Corey offline that they taught us for years that we had to be colorblind. They taught us for years that we shouldn't look at people's color. We shouldn't refer to people as black Americans or Asian Americans or Italian, you know, skin color. No. But now all of a sudden it's changed. Not only are we supposed to recognize color, but we're supposed to hold certain colors above others. And now we see universities trying to incorporate or promote diversity on campus. But man, it doesn't stop there. We'll deal with it more on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be right back.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. you'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. And the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the stories you send, the things you want to talk about. I mean, I tell you, some of the stuff just drives me out of my mind. Not that, like I say, it's not that it's a long drive, but it still drives me out of my mind. So, as I said, if you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, head over to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's smarter people than I in the chat room, and it's just a lot more happening. We've got all kinds of stuff to keep you ADD freaks busy during the show. I mean, seriously, between the chat room, the stories on the website, and me speaking, my God, you couldn't want anything else. And the reason I keep asking you to go up to my website so you can check out the great writers we have up there. One of the recent stories that was put up there was about, and it's so true because we talk about it all the time on the show. The colleges can't make up their mind. The high school administrators can't make up their mind. That's how they want to deal with diversity or racism or whatever you want to call it. Because, I mean, it just changes to the need of the administrator. What they want to call it, that is. Now, the university has been trying to incorporate or promote diversity on campus. However, a recent freshman orientation letter written by a Concordia University dean made students of color stop and consider, I think I'll have to apply elsewhere. The letter urged students of color to attend a separate orientation. So right, everybody needs to be the same. We want everybody equal, except you people of color go over here. very confusing people. They had a separate orientation meeting that would gear them towards becoming accustomed to the school, learn about programs and campus activities, yet it's no surprise that this was taken the wrong way. Now, Cheryl Chapman, University Dean of Diversity Affairs, who is an African-American woman herself, issued a letter to students of color and was scrutinized for the supposed racist content. Students felt as though the letter segregated the isolated students of color. It simply read, in an effort to help new students of color feel more adjusted and connected to the university, a pre-orientation session will be held. All new students of color are expected to attend. Let that just sink in for a second. Now, isn't celebrating diversity supposed to be a good thing? According to College Factual, almost 12% of the student body is African American. Allowing a special orientation for college students should feel welcoming, not isolating. It's important to note that the university dean did not specifically separate students of color for a separate orientation. The orientations for students of color is in addition. I got that. How is an additional orientation to celebrate diversity a support of segregation? Aren't university clubs, as the Black Student Union, which in fact celebrates black cultures, also a separation from the rest of the student body? So if separate, is a separate pre-orientation helpful or racist? I don't know. But here's the thing. We're constantly told that the way to make it work, the way to make everybody feel good, the way to make everybody to feel as part of the process is to allow everybody to belong, right? You don't call out one group over another. So I don't know if this is good or not. I would say no. Look at if the black kids or the kids of color have special needs or the campus, maybe the campus has a problem. Maybe the general populace has a problem with people of color. I don't know. If that's the case, and that's what the special orientation is, then I agree with the writer. Maybe they need to apply to a different school. But if it's simply because they have been issues in the past that they want to know about, I don't know. It does make me nuts when I see stories like this, because there's really no reason for it. No, seriously. Because you're confusing the crud out of the rest of us. So I told you we're going to do some... we're going to do some sick stories, right? I told you that already, though. So the Daily Mail is reporting, and we've done stories like this before, and I love that people try to defend it. I really wish I could get somebody on the phone to call in to defend something like this, right? This is a mother and son who met. Now, she gave him up for adoption when he was first born, which is probably on her part a smart thing to do, depending on how situation she was in. And so they recently met again. And he said, we ended up kissing. And we ended up kissing some more, and the kissing led to other things. And then we fell in love. And they're willing to go to jail to defend their relationship. Now, this is called, never heard this before until the last couple of years of doing the show, genetic sexual attraction. Right now, they're trying to normalize this. Like, this is a normal thing. That this happens or it does happen. A mother and son whose forbidden love affair could land them each in a lengthy jail sentence have declared that they are madly in love with each other. Nothing will tear them apart. Monica Mayers, 36, and her son Caleb Peterson, 19, face up to 18 months in prison if they're found guilty of incest at a trial later on in New Mexico. But the mother and son couple have vowed to fight for their right to have a sexual relationship and are appealing to the public to donate to their legal fund. Not going to happen. All right. Yeah, you guys in the chat room are getting as wigged out as I am, right? I mean, seriously, I love my mother. All right? I love my mother when she was a... Now, I know she listens to the show sometimes, so she's probably going to slap me around. But when she was a young lady, a young woman, a lot of people thought she was my mom. I mean, thought she was my sister because she looked so young. So she was a very attractive young person, a young lady. But I'll tell you what, never one time did I look at her and say, you know what? Yeah, she'd be hot to have a relationship with. It's my mother. But what scares me is some of these psychobabblists that say this is, not that it's okay, but it's not unnatural. It's not necessarily a bad thing. And they call it a genetic sexual attraction. And these relationships happen all the time. We did that story a couple of months ago about the daughter. Same thing. That she was given up for adoption a long time, or daddy left, or whatever the story was. Comes back into the picture 18 years later. Right? They went out over dinner to talk and get caught up and what have you, and they ended up in bed together. I mean, does this just tell you where society's at from a standpoint of sex is just sex and it really doesn't matter? I'm just asking because, you know, I'm not the genius here. I have a degree in nothing, which means I know nothing about everything. I just happen to have a microphone. In an exclusive individual interview with the Daily Mail online, they told how they are willing to risk everything to be together and have decided to go public with their affair in a bid to raise awareness of genetic sexual attraction. You know, which means if they're in a group, is there a group for this? I can only imagine, right? She was 16 years old. Okay? She's a mother of 9 children. Make your own assumptions there. The GSA is defined as sexual attraction between close relatives, such as siblings or half-siblings, a parent and offspring, or first and second. Now, I understand that mother-son relationships are much more common than the others. All right? Also goes on to say first and second cousins who first meet as adults. Mayor said that he is in love. He is the love of my life, and I don't want to lose him. My kids love him. My whole family does. Nothing can come between us. Not courts, not jail, nothing. Well, I'm sorry to beg to differ with you, honey, but if they put you guys in jail, there will be, you will be apart. And I really wouldn't tell any of my cellmates I was getting out with my son. You know what I'm saying? May not be a good thing. Mayor said he's in love. I have to be with him when I get out of prison. I will move out of Clovis to a state that allows us to be together. Incest is a crime in all 50 states, honey. You might want to look it up. But the specifics of the laws and punishments vary greatly from state to state. Mother of 9, Mayor said that she would even give up the right to see her other children. This is a sickness. Seriously. She's willing to give up all the other kids to be with him and for sex with him. It's all about sex, she said. Anyway, if you want to read the rest of the story, we're going to have a link to it up on the website later on. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. A lot more of this crazy stuff coming up in the next hour. I'm telling you, I'm catching up on all the nutso stories that you guys sent me last week. The New York Times blaming Trump for biased media coverage. Are they serious? Yeah, I don't get it. And then, an East Carolina school that is helping students to deal with adulting. No, no, not adultery, but adulting. Oh, God save us all. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes.